From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian airstrikes in Syria reportedly killed at least 36 people. A rights group and citizens suspected of at least 36 people were killed and more than 150 wounded in Russian airstrikes in rebel-held Idlib in northwest Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of those killed were fighters in the Army of Conquest rebel group fighting forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But rescue workers reported that 6 strikes had hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings and residential areas. The strike comes as Human Rights Watch denounced the use of cluster bombs by both Russian and Syrian forces. Mary Warham is a spokesperson.
We're very concerned about the civilian casualties that are being caused by what is happening right now, the air attacks and also ground-launched weapons, explosive weapons that when used in populated areas like Idlib with 100,000 people, you're bound to cause civilian casualties.
Moscow began an aerial bombardment of what it called terrorist organizations in late September, but the West and rebel movements say the attacks have focused on anti-Assad groups. The government of Burundi has rejected the deployment of an African Union peacekeeping force, warning that would be viewed as an invasion force. The Sunday statement followed by one day the decision of the 54-member bloc to send a 5,000-strong contingent to try to halt spiraling violence in the Central African country amid concerns of political violence, which has gripped the country for 6 months, could degenerate into civil war. The AU did not seek the Burundian government's invitation. Violence erupted in Burundi shortly after President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to seek a controversial third term. This is VOA News. In neighboring Rwanda, voters overwhelmingly approved constitutional changes allowing President Paul Kagame to extend his rule. His second term is scheduled to end in 2017. The United States criticized the referendum, saying it failed to provide sufficient time for debate. An effort to block the vote by the opposition was turned down in the courts. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike near Syria's capital Damascus killed Samir Kantar, one of its leaders, imprisoned 3 decades for killing 3 Israelis. Kantar was convicted for an attack that included killing an Israeli policeman as well as a father and his young girl. Joseph Olmert is with the University of South Carolina.
This was a brutal murderer who in 1979 burst into an house in Nahariya, which is a resort town north of Haifa in Israel, and in his own rifle he smashed the head of a baby aged 4 years old. Her name was Einat Aran. What do you make out of a guy like that?
Israel welcomed the death, but did not claim responsibility for it. Kantar, one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who have gone to Syria to fight alongside forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. UN-brokered peace talks in Yemen ended Sunday with a broad agreement that the war has to end with no major breakthroughs. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said officials from Yemen's recognized government and the Houthi rebels reached a series of confidence-building measures in Geneva.
The parties made serious progress through identifying a framework for negotiations towards a comprehensive settlement, in addition to defining a set of relevant confidence-building measures relating to prisoner release, improved social services, and improving the flow of humanitarian aid to Taz and to other Yemeni affected governorates.
The two sides are to meet again January 14th. Meanwhile, Yemeni officials say recent fighting has killed nearly 70 in Hajja province near the Saudi border. Iran is complaining a new U.S. travel restrictions on 4 countries, including it, violates the nuclear agreement with 6 world powers. Visitors from nearly 40 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the U.S. will now have to get one if they are also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. Chinese state media say 59 are still missing after an enormous landslide hit an industrial park in southern China, burying more than 20 buildings. The official Xinhua News Agency says the landslide struck Shenzhen in Guangdong Province Sunday morning, covering the area in a sea of mud and triggering a gas line explosion nearby. The newest Star Wars movie has set a box office record for opening weekend in the U.S. and Canada. Star Wars The Force Awakens, generating more than $230 million in ticket sales since release on Thursday. Worldwide sales has brought in over $500 million. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.